Hello, my name is Ruthie Araya, and my final project is focused on migrant workers and the effect that COVID-19 has on them. Every spring, about 5,000 migrant workers make their way across the country to work in agriculture. Many come from around the nation to work on farms and help harvest crops and process food during the peak season from late April through the fall. But this year is different. As the COVID-19 pandemic sweeps the country, the crowded conditions migrant farm workers, a majority of whom are Hispanic or Latino, live and work, which leaves them uniquely vulnerable to contracting and spreading the virus. They're essential workers, but they fear the very nature of their work. Side by side in the fields could leave them facing the brunt of the crisis with limited access to resources and protection. Without them, there wouldn't be food on the shelves. Without healthy farm workers, who is going to harvest the crop? So when you go to your store to buy your food and shelves may not be as stocked, or the prices of those food items will be much higher than what. Be sure to keep in mind of the thousands of people that help contribute to the productivity of having all of those items on the shelves. In the United States specifically, undocumented immigrants supporting the nation's agricultural industry have no access to government health care assistance or unemployment assistance should they fall ill or become unable to work. Concerns about migrant farm worker safety start before they even reach their destination. Many travel in a bus or a shared vehicle, and when they do get to their destination, they're often shuttled to work sites in crowded vehicles. As of right now, it is pretty safe to say that the risk is pretty high. Some employers have even been trying to shuttle their workers in less numbers because they realize that social distancing is really key to stopping the spread of COVID-19. Yet social distancing is difficult to achieve in the camps many workers stay in, where shared cafeterias, bathrooms, and open concept dormitories are the norm. Because they are seasonal, maybe many migrant farm workers, some of whom are undocumented, aren't eligible for health insurance or unable to keep up with the paperwork because they move so frequently. The executive director of United Farm Workers Foundation, Diana Torres, helps shed light and gives a better understanding of the unique risks that farm workers face during this coronavirus pandemic.
The finding is that in many cases, workers are not being provided with information, and they're not being provided with masks. And I think, you know, in addition, there isn't really a plan of how on the ground they are going to change the practices to ensure that social distancing. So I think that that's very much a concern for most of the farm workers that we've been speaking with.
Healthcare workers are not the only ones putting additional effort into their work in the midst of the COVID-19 emergency. Basic food and grocery services, agriculture, public transport, cleaning companies, manufacturers, and processing plants must continue to work. These essential workers include a large number of migrants. Promote working from home arrangements whenever possible. Offer personal protective equipment, encourage disinfection of spaces and frequent hand washing, and create space between shifts and workstations to reduce contact between employees. It is also important to recommend measures for businesses that continue to operate. All of these things listed are many ways to protect the migrant workers in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. It is important to take into account the specific needs of migrant workers in their context, including cultural, religious, and linguistic differences, among others. For example, make sure that training and posters on new COVID-19 health measures are translated into the language spoken by migrant workers and that they have a suitable environment if working from home. Once again, my name is Ruthie Araya, and I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Thank you.